Vegas to 10 and 10. Monica Lowe. It goes you 2-1 here on the Dog and Joe Show. The solar eclipse, Joe's excited about it. A lot of people are excited about it. It's going to happen August 21st.
I'd like to drive up there and check it out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's coming, though. A lot of people excited about it. But before we get to that, what's the biggest scam you've fallen for? Biggest scam that you've ever fallen victim to or been duped out of, if you could?
We're talking like a guy at a gas station. It's, you know, guy or girl, gas station says their car ran out of gas or something like bigger.
No, I'm talking way bigger. You know, it could be as big as like Bernie Madoff big.
Ooh.
Something big. Big scam.
Truth be known, I've probably been scammed. I don't even know it. I would almost guess that.
I believe that. I can imagine that. Producer Dana, have you been scammed? You ever been scammed or duped out of a large amount of money or an item? You ever been taken for a ride?
Yeah, when I was on vacation.
Oh, Dana went to Mexico.
It wasn't a large amount of money, but it's definitely something that infuriated me.
Really, Dana? Well, what did you get scammed on?
So I had planned for a round-trip shuttle from the port to the airport, and it didn't show up for my sister or for us.
Okay.
So we had to take a taxi.
Okay.
And
you shared this with us, I think, the other day.
Yeah. And so Kenny, before we're getting in the taxi, he's like, make sure to ask him how much he's going to charge you so that it's taken care of up front. We don't have to worry about it. So okay. I ask him. He tells me $35 for all of us.
Okay.
I'm like, cool. That's awesome. And I asked him how much in pesos. He says 300. I'm like, cool. We get to the airport. 1,200 pesos, which is like 80 bucks, 90 bucks.
So he threw an additional 40, 50 bucks on top of the amount he quoted you.
And what he told me is he said, well, that's why, Joe, because it was per person.
Oh.
Which I had asked him, 35 for the whole cab, and he said, yes.
So and then you get there, and he stiffs you.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do because
you can't do anything.
Yeah, you've accepted the ride. Now you got to pay for it.
Yeah. So he hustled you out of about 40, 50 bucks.
Yep.
And that just happened when you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's sucks
right.
too.
You should have started. You should have started shouting. You should have started saying pinchy something and you know throwing your arms out. You could have ended up in a Mexican jail.
Well, I did tell him that the shuttle thing was BS because he was telling me that apparently they don't show up a lot. And I was like, that's BS. That's not acceptable. Blah, blah, blah. And I still have to write an angry email, actually, about that. So.
Oh, brother.
Hey, you get Dog to Yelp about it. They got a Yelp
page. I should have Dog do it.
You know what I do? I Yelp for the entire country of Mexico. I give it one star. Nothing. And you know, Dana, that the shuttle company and the taxi company, you know good and well they're in cahoots. That's the racket they run down there in Mexico.
Oh, I know it.
Everybody's in the hustle together.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you this.
So can I ask you, though?
What?
I mean, let me guess. You have probably never been. Do you have a story? I'm guessing, Dog, you've never been scammed.
No, I haven't. I'm very diligent, very aware of my surroundings. Yes, I've been scammed.
You have?
I've been scammed. I'm trying to think of a good one.
I can't believe you're going to admit this right now. The great dog face has been scammed.
Doesn't happen often, but every now and again, you know, your guard's down, something comes along, here's one. Most of my scam started in my early eBay days. You know, people would take factory photos or stock images, and they would say, this is what the item is, and then it would show up, and it clearly was not.
Really?
I collect vintage stereo equipment.
Yep.
Yes, my underwear are way up inside me now. I've got tape around my glasses.
Yeah, but they jam, though. I've actually seen them. You play them out at parties and whatnot, and they're loud, and they're it's kind of cool.
I like it. I collect old stereo stuff and records and all that crap. So back in the day, you know, before eBay was safe or safer, a lot of people were on there hustling, and I bought this pair of speakers that was pretty rare, and it showed up, this pair of speakers. It had kids' stickers on it. It had, like, Pac-Man stickers on it. The boxes, they were thrashed.
Mm.
They'd been taken apart. They were, and I hate to use this term, but they were mangled and molested. They were not factory as the image showed.
Right.
And I called the guy back, and he didn't want to have anything to do with me. I took this up all the way to eBay, the company. eBay back then didn't do a lot. They were trying to figure out the business. So I lost about $350.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good sum of money. And after that, I would ask for personal photos, you know, and I'd go in and do all that. But, yeah, I've been scammed. You know, I've been scammed. Everybody out there has seen the guy that sells the freezer of meat in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Everyone's seen the guy that pulls up at the bank. He's got a box full of Breitling watches. Or the guys that show up and they want to sell speakers because, hey, you're not going to believe it, bro. I'm from the Bay Area, man. We're supposed to put these speakers in a club, and our boss gave us a pair too many, and we can't come back to the shop with speakers, man. You give us like $200 for them. They're liquid cooled, and they're loud, and they're kick ass. Everybody, now what they hustle.
Liquid cooled.
They hustle air compressors and construction equipment now. There's guys running around in like Dodge Dually diesels that are hustling air compressors, saws, staple guns, you know, chainsaws. They got all these.
Where are they getting that from? Stealing it?
No, it's all, they buy all this stuff from like China or wherever. It comes in on a container ship, and then these companies hire all these kids to go out and peddle it.
Mm.
It's a racket. That's gold. Guys show up. You're coming out of a shopping center. Hey, man, I got all these gold chains. There's all kinds of hustles and rackets out there. So, yeah, I've been taken. But we talk about that so I can warn you of this. With August 21st coming and the solar eclipse, beware. There are lots of people out there selling phony eclipse glasses. Now.
Really?
Really.
That's not even a funny or that could damn straight ruin someone.
All over the internet, all kinds of places are selling these glasses that are not special, but should be. To buy true solar eclipse glasses, the glasses need to be special that filter out almost all the incoming light so you can see the moon covering up the sun while protecting your eyes. But anytime something's big, you know someone's going to get a hold of it. A lot of people are just buying knockoff cheap glasses, and they're selling them online stores, and that's all they are. They have no UV protect. They're not even safe enough to wear out in the sun, let alone look at a solar eclipse. And I want to read this. This is critical right here. It says no lights at all, literally only the sun, okay? You don't want to see anything. So what you want to do if you get a good pair of glasses, you want to stick with retail chains that you know that can be trusted. And it goes into 7-Eleven, Lowe's, and Walmart.
7-Eleven.
Yes.
Yes.
If you want to buy reputable solar eclipse glasses,
awesome.
You need to go to 7-Eleven, Lowe's, or Walmart.
I mean, you got the highest retail chains in town.
And I'm not even making this up. It's a true story. You got to go to reputable dealers for solar eclipse glasses like 7-Eleven, Lowe's, and Walmart. When I read that, I came out of my chair. I'm like, are you kidding? That's fantastic. I'm not making fun of those places.
No, not at all.
You know, you're not going to go to...
It's not like a Lens Crafters or something like that. No,
you're not going to a reputable eye doctor.
Yeah, Stanton Optical or something, you know? You're going to Lowe's and 7-Eleven. You can get you a gas and a...
Yeah, don't buy those knockoffs over at the A&PM or whatever.
No.
Don't go to a Circle K. We got to go to reputable dealers that you know and trust.
Slurpee, a churro, and reputable eclipse glasses.
So I know that people want to see the damn solar eclipse, but by God, stay away from the stuff on the internet and just go to 7-Eleven. Is that me? Or is that funny to everybody?
That's funny to everybody.
It's crazy.
Yes, absolutely. And I even shop at all three.
I know you do. Yeah. Dog and Joe.